أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools. I'm really glad having brothers Masoom here with me, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah with me today in this session. Salam, dear Masoom. How are you?
Alaikum salam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hussein, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And how is Hassan doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Everybody is fine and ready to get started. Inshallah, today we will be practicing two verses, two ayatain from Surah Hud on page 226. Top of the page, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, brothers and sisters, Surah Hud, page 226, top of the page, ayah 38 and 39. Let's get it started. First and foremost, let's listen to a beautiful recitation of these two verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
Nice recitation, mashallah. I really, really love the recitation of Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husri. A beautiful voice, a very heart-touching voice. I really recommend our brothers and sisters, those who are intending to learn the fluency, to be fluent actually in reading of the Quran, start with Mahmoud Khalil al-Husri. Okay? Because he reads every single ayah clearly, very slowly, like this.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ.
Like this. Word by word, beautifully he reads. Then he has different levels of fluency. This is actually broadcasting level. With tajweed, mujawwad. This one, okay? But we have Husari Muallim. That one is recommended for the beginners. Which one?
Mu'allim.
Husari Mu'allim. He recites this way. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ. Like this, word by word, clearly he reads every word. That's really recommended. Then, when you did this one, okay, go to Husari Broadcast or Murattal one, okay? After you did that, if you are in Tajweed level, you can go with Mujawwad one, this one. Okay, then after that, yes, when you got flowing a bit, then try to improve your speed. How to improve your speed? Practice with the recitation of Minshawi, Sheikh Siddiq Minshawi, the Murattal one. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
The Murattal one. The one that recites this way.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
This way, it's a speedy a bit, fluently, very beautiful. Got it? This is the key to fluency. You gotta go with an audio. Without an audio, you can't be fluent. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because my teacher was always telling us that you gotta be a good listener. If you wanna be a good reader, a good reciter, you gotta be
a good listener.
Got it?
Yes.
So when you listen, because our native language is not Arabic, So we are like forced to read the Quran in Arabic, right? It's in Arabic. So if we want to read it really correctly, the way it is, we gotta read it with an Arabic accent.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read it by your own, you don't have that Arabic accent at all. You read it either in a kind of an English accent you have, an Urdu accent you have, or a Persian accent you have. Okay? So even some of the Arabs, okay? Those who are not, the Arabic, the Fasih one, the fluent Arabic, okay? The Arabic of the Quran. Those who don't speak this, those who speak in different dialects, it's difficult for them as well. They got to practice it. Not that difficult as it is for us. So if we want to have that beautiful accent in recitation and reading, we got to go with an audio because it's not our native language. Let's get it started. We'll go to Ayah 38 first and then 39. So Ayah 38, وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ. The first tajweed point. مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ. How do you read it?
مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ.
مَلَأٌ. Tanween followed by ميم. You merge them, right? The rule?
إدغام.
قاعدة الإدغام. Merging rule. مَلَأٌ مَلَأٌ. Extend the sound as well. مِن قَوْمِهِ. حسن.
مِن قَوْمِهِ.
مِن قَوْمِهِ. قاعدة الإخفاء. إخفاء. The hiding sound. سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. If you stop. Say it. When you stop.
مِن.
مِن. That jim allows us, right, حسن.
Yes.
Okay. Then, قال إن تسخروا. How do you say that, Hussein? إن تسخروا.
إن تسخروا.
إن تسخروا. The light kind of إخفاء. Or إخفاء with light letter, yes. إن تسخروا. Got it. منا فإنا. نون مشدد. I told you last session as well. Nun mushaddad, mim mushaddad. What do you do? How do you pronounce them?
We will prolong it.
With an extension plus?
Plus nasal sound.
Aghunna or nasal sound. Got it. So next one. Naskharu minkum. Again, ikhfa. Kama taskharoon. Kha is a heavy letter. Next ayah. Fasawfa ta'alamuna man ya'tihi. How do you say it?
Man ya'tihi.
Man ya'tihi. Ahsantum. Everybody.
من يأتيه
عذاب يخزيه. How do you say it?
عذاب يخزيه.
من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه. Everybody.
من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه.
أحسنتم. ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم. How do you say this?
عذاب مقيم.
Everybody. ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
أحسنتم. Now I will recite both verses. Listen and practice. Okay, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, try it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. حصري معلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه.
ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه.
See, it's not difficult, right? You don't need to raise your voice that much to kind of have those kind of vibrations, tahrir, yes?
Yes.
It's simple, very normal. Because he is not focusing on recitation here. He's focusing on fluency instead and correct reading. Okay, let's continue.
قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ
قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ.
Pronounce the kha with a heavy sound. Kharun.
فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ.
Take a deep breath if you want to correctly do it.
فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه
See, I told you, take a deep breath. Use your mouth and your nose both, but more with your nose. This way. And when you read it, okay? And when you read it, okay, do not release the air with your nose, because it really, you will struggle. Okay, easily with your mouth. Look this way.
فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَتْ تنور قل نحمل فيها.
I can go, okay? When you take a deep breath correctly, the correct way, you have a long breath. You can go. All right? This way. Even I could go to the next ayah. So you can take a deep breath first, the way I told you. Use your nose and your mouth, both. Go on. Not like this. Fully with your mouth. No. That will be a dry kind of air in your lungs. That will not let you read it completely. A kind of soft air should go into your lungs, okay? When you use your nose more, the air is filtered here. The air is... Do you see those hair inside your nose? They will filter the air beautifully. This is amazing. Do it.
فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
أحسنت. That's good. Better than the previous one, yes?
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
MashaAllah. That's it, brothers and sisters. Dear listeners, thanks for being with us, brothers and sisters, up to the end. Thanks so much for being with us till the end, brothers and sisters. Masoom, Hussein, and Hassan, thank you so much for being with us in this session. InshaAllah, we will be here with you. Stay with Arab English Radio, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان